Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. Today we will be joined by the choir from St. Paul's Lutheran School in De Pere, Missouri for National Lutheran Schools Week. The text is Acts chapter 20, verses 28 through 35. The Reverend Dr. David Steckholtz is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the book of the Acts of the Apostles. The first reading for the festival of St. Titus. Pay attention carefully to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease, night or day, to admonish everyone with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me. In all things, I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Christ Jesus, the Epiphany, light of the world and light of life, beloved in the Lord, it is a humble honor to be with you on this feast day of St. Titus, pastor and confessor. I bring you greetings in the Lord Jesus from the English district and my successor, Bishop President Hardy, and the English District Presidium and Board of Directors, and from the Board of International Mission, which will be introduced later. Thank you, school choir of St. Paul Evangelical Lutheran Church and School in De Pere, in this National Lutheran Schools Week. By God's grace, my wife and I had the joy of starting a preschool, now preschool through 12th grade, in Oakmont, Pennsylvania, and serving a church and large school in San Francisco. Each of our Lutheran schools are treasures from Almighty God. May he richly bless our students and teachers, faculties, parents, volunteers, and school boards. Young people, think about serving as a future pastor, teacher, deaconess, DCE, or other professional church workers. Consider a truly rewarding career in service to God, Christ's church, and the world. Today we hear in God's word from Pastor Paul, better known as St. Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles. He says three things. First, care for the church, care for the flock. Second, be alert for wolves, frauds. And third, help the weak. The book of the Acts of the Apostles was written by a Gentile evangelist, physician, and historian, Luke. He accompanied Paul on his third missionary journey. The Holy Spirit guided St. Luke to record Paul's words to the Ephesian elders. The Greek New Testament word there is episcopos, and it can mean elders, pastors, or overseers, in other words, pastors. Paul instructed them to care for Christ's church, the flock. When you hear the word flock, you think of sheep, gentle animals that need love, protection, care, and feeding. Pastors and teachers especially feed their flocks. They make sure each member of the flock is loved and cared for, fed on God's pure and holy word. What a joy to do this. St. Luke recorded these words of the Apostle Paul to those Ephesian bishops or elders. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. We are fed by our pastors and teachers and other professional church workers on the manna of God's holy word and in the partaking of the blessed sacrament of the altar in receiving the very body and blood of the Lord Jesus, through which we receive God's grace won for us in his blood shed on the cross of Golgotha. St. Paul then says, be alert. He warns them about schemers, liars, cheats, whom he calls wolves. Do you know what troubles us older people besides fear of falling and weakening of our bodies? When we open our desktops or iPads, what do we fear? Especially among us elderly, we fear someone who is trying to scam us, someone who is a deceiver. What Paul calls wolves are false pastors and teachers who can harm the flock, not unlike the scam artists, porch pirates, and other wicked, evil people in our day. So Paul tells the pastors, be alert. Protect God's people through his sacred word. God's word builds up men, women, teens, girls, and boys to be strong in Christ, able to discern truth from error. God's word of the Old Testament and New Testament constantly directs us to our Lord Jesus Christ and life and salvation in his name. God's word builds each of us up in our most holy faith, genuine faith, as the Apostle Peter calls it. But St. Paul adds one more thing. Help the weak. My pastor and congregation in inner city Detroit help homeless people who frequently come by our church, often drug addicted, homeless, poor, and also spiritually impoverished. Our pastor also helps the weak in our own parish, whether weak in the faith or weak in their everyday lives. Paul told the Ephesian elders, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said it is more blessed to give than to receive. We live in an age where we don't want to get cheated. We are aware of deceivers. We are aided in being alert. However, the other side of the Christian life has us considering how God has blessed us, how God has personally blessed you, spiritually and physically. Friend, it is more blessed to give. And in doing so, you are praising and thanking God for all his good gifts to you. It's Epiphany tide. Let's stand tall with Paul, Titus, Lydia, Luke, Dorcas, Peter, and Phoebe, and all the saints of God in Christ. Check the small catechism table of duties. No matter what your age or your abilities, help make disciples for life in your current calling, so that in all things we may honor and bless our Lord Jesus and care for his church. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.